So today we're going to learn Torah 82 in the second Chelek Likutei Moran. It's very interesting that this Torah is shayach to this week's Parsha, Ki Teitzei, and it's also shayach to Rosh Hashanah. So it's very interesting the shayach to two inyonim that this week, this week's Parsha, and also Rosh Hashanah in general. It's every Torah in Likutei Moran, there's foreign now that they write. Like every subject you pick, like on Purim, there's a man who in Purim and Pesach went through every Torah in Likutei Moran and showed how every Torah is shayach to Purim and how every Torah is shayach to Pesach. Every Torah in Likutei Moran. Every Torah in Likutei Moran is a subject klali, a general subject which can be, you can take individual parts of the Torah and have it applicable to many subjects in the world. So this chapter 82 in the second Chelek Likutei Moran has to do with Ki Teitzei, this week's Parsha, and also Rosh Hashanah. What is the subject that has to do with both of these things? We're talking about a battle here. When you go out to war, so what does the Pasuk say? You can take Eshet Yafet Tor, you can take a pretty woman. And this, the Zohar Chodosh says, it's the battle against the Yetzer Hara. This is the battle against the Yetzer Hara. It is written, you are formed me backward and forward. This is the Pasuk in Psalms 139, 5 in the Psalms, which has to do with the creation of the world. When we go, we breasted for Hasidim, we go to Rosh Hashanah on Uman. We're not going, obviously we're going because the Tzaddik told us to go there, and we have to be the kasher to Tzaddik, the Tzaddik, this is a big Inyan. Also on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to be on the Tzion of the Tzaddik, there's an Inyan, it's written in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to go to Tzaddikim, Emitim, you have to go to Tzaddikim and to very holy people. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, I was once a Hasid Alexander. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we went to the rabbis of Alexander who were buried in Bnei Brak. And every Jew, it's an Indian in the Shulchan Aruch, it says to go to the Kever of the Tzaddik on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Like, it's a time to do Vidui and Shuvah. All Chodesh Elul, we do Vidui and Shuvah. But Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year. Actually, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah is like considered the next year. But both days of Rosh Hashanah, it's a new year. And the Rebbe says in another Torah in Likutei Moran that it's a big Inyan to mekasher our heads with the head of the Jewish people, which is the Tzaddik Yesod Olam, on the head of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. Three heads. My head, the Tzaddik's head, and the head of Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. So now we have a battle here. We have a battle. It's written in Psalms, we form, we bore backward and forward. This represents order and disorder. Disorder. Forward represents order as an aleph bet in order, and backward represents tav, shin, resh, tav in disorder. So it's very interesting, says the Kisvei Arizal, what is Tishrei? Which oisi oisar Tishrei, which is the new year? Tav, shin, resh. Is this in order or not in order? It's not in order. So we're coming now to Rosh Hashanah, to the Tzaddik, who is the most in order person in the world, with a month which is not in order. Why is it not in order? Because actually the head of the year, according to Kisvei Arizal, starts with the Nekeva. It starts with the feminine source of the months. You have 6 months are the feminine, and then in Nisan, which is starts with Pesach, that's the head of the months, the head of the year in the Zohar, in the male. This is by Kisvei Arizal, you have 6 months in the female and 6 months in the male. So this is out of order. Why? Because the female, considered to the man, goes not in order. She is not in order, and she has to be fixed up by the male, by a marriage. When a man marries a woman, he's fixing her up because she was lost. She was lost from her husband. This and Rosh Hashanah, according to Kisvei Arizal, is the tikkun, the rectification of the sin of Adam Arishon when he ate of the Eitz HaDaas Tovah. This is one of the reasons why we come to the Tzadik Dafka on Rosh Hashanah, because we're going to rectify the whole chet of Adam Arishon. Every single person, every Jew in the world has a part of this Avera. There was a story with Rav Zusha and another Rav Zusha Menapoli, who was a very great Hasid. He met with another great Hasid, and they asked one another, why did you let Adam Arishon do his sin? Why? Because these great Tzaddikim, they were in the head of Adam Arishon. There is no soul in the world that didn't come from Adam Arishon. So they were fighting, why did you let Adam Arishon do the Avera? You could have prevented him. You were in his head when he did the Avera. So they answered him, you know, Rav Zusha, that we left him. We left Adam Arishon when he did the Avera. The Tzaddikim left him. There are such high levels of souls which are called Ziri Eloh, the holy souls that left Adam Arishon when they did the sin. But we, our souls, were all inside of the error of Adam Arishon. Maybe you're from his right hand, maybe you're from his left hand, maybe you're from his foot, maybe you were in his head when he did this sin. All of us, we have to also help Adam Arishon mitakin this chet, rectify his sin, and this is why we come into the Tzaddik and Rosh Hashanah. He's going to help us do our part in rectifying the sin of Adam Arishon. So the Torah continues here. This is symbolized by Adam and Chava. So here the Rebbe in the story itself, he mentions Adam Arishon and Chava in order and disorder. And this is why, since Chava, she caused Adam Arishon to do this sin of eating the Eitz HaDaas Tovah, she has to be rectified. One of the ways of rectifying the woman is marrying her and making a family. This is one of the ways when a kosher man marries a woman in a kosher way, brings children, sends them to cheder, and bring them up in a Jewish way. This is one of the ways of rectifying the cheder of Adam. So this Torah, the Rebbe says that Adam is order. Look at the letters in Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, they're in order. And look at the letters of Chava, they're not in order. Chet, Vav, Hey, they're in disorder. So this is why the Rebbe continues, Yudke Vavke is spelled out with Aleph's in numerical equivalent to 45 Adam, while Chava represents the Malkut mouth and is called the Torah, the oral Torah. So what is the Rebbe teaching us here? He's teaching us a little bit of Kabbalah. In Kabbalah we have Yudke Vavke, which can be as four ways of giving the gematria of Yudke Vavke. If you fill in Yudke Vavke with Aleph, it comes to be Ma, 45, which is the gematria of Adam. And this is a resemblance to the Zeranpin. We're all working, according to Kabbalah, we're davening to like the Zeranpin. This is the closest place we can come to in the attributes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is Adam, this is Shem Ma in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who we're davening to. Outside of that, we have another three ways of spelling Yudke Vavke. One is Ben, one is Av, and one is Sad. We're not going to go through that now. But there's four ways to spell out Yudke Vavke. In this Torah, we're talking about Ma, which is the gematria of Adam. And Echava, says the Rebbe, is the oral Torah. The whole oral Torah that we learn, the Gemara, the Alocha, is all resembling the Inyan of Chava. Chava is from the root word meaning speech. And is written night to night, Yechave, we will speak knowledge. This corresponds to Malchus, the bath. For the Malchus is called speech, since there is no king without a people, and the people cannot know the king's will unless the king reveals his thought and his will through speech. Hence the function of the kingdom is mainly through speech. This is the meaning of Malchus Pih. How did Hitler have so much influence on the German people to convince them to kill? That not only were 6 million Jews killed in this war, 20 million Chayalim soldiers were killed, and in total 60 million people were killed in the Second World War, which never happened in any other world before. how did Hitler have such a power to do this? What the Rebbe is saying now, Malchus Peh. The king with his mouth can convince his subjects to do or good things, or like Hitler did, very bad things. So we see if the Manik, the Rosh Yeshiva, why does we have the Rosh Yeshiva of this Yeshiva here, Rav Sholom Arush, why is he so successful? Because he's able to use his mouth, he's able to print books, who are able to influence the Jewish people, come back to your source, come back to the Munet. He takes down the Sforim of Rav Nachman and makes them very simple so that every little Jew, every small Jew, and every Jew in the world can have a Munet and use his mouth in order to come close to the Shev. The king, the Mani, the Rosh Yeshiva, any person, even a Baal in his house, the Balabite, the man in the house, this Rebbe says in another Torah, he has power, he has influence on all the people in his household, especially his wife. That's what this chapter in Kutumaran is talking about, marrying a wife and rectifying the error of Adam Arishon with marrying the wife and knowing how to convince his wife to do holy things. Sometimes the wife takes control in the house. Sometimes it's good. The husband is very lazy. He doesn't want to get up. He doesn't want to go to the yeshiva. And his wife throws him out of the house. So you should go to the yeshiva. You should learn to her. That's good. Very good. But sometimes it's opposite. The woman can have influence on the man like Chava and influence an Adam to eat the Eitz Das Tovara. It's written before Rash in the Sforim Kedoshim. If Chava were not to give Adam Arishon to eat the Eitz Das Tovara, he would not have eaten. Only with the influence of his wife. The Nahash himself did not have enough influence over Adam Arishon. He had to have his wife to convince him to eat the Eitz Das Tovara. The wife of a person has a lot of influence on her husband. And she can do good things and also not so good things. But how did the Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? That Adam, the Oisus Keseder, Aleph Daled Mem, he should have control of Chava, who's Oisus Loi Keseder. Tishrei is not Oisus Keseder. Tuf Shin Reish Yud, they're not Keseder. So we're coming to the Tzaddik and Rosh Hashanah, and we're trying to rectify the hate of Adam Arishon, which was not Keseder, who was not supposed to take the advice of Chava, who's Oisus and not Keseder, and the man, Adam, his Keseder, he's supposed to take the knowledge of the Torah. Adam Arishon knew all the Torah. He knew all the Torah, even though only Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to the Jewish people. But Adam Arishon knew all the Torah. Abram Avinu, he also accomplished all the Torah kulo, even Eruv Tafshili, which is only a Dindi Rabbonim. So the whole Torah was known. Adam Arishon knew the whole Torah. And one of the punishments is, one of his errors were, it's written in Chaim Vital, that he didn't want to learn Sodot HaTorah. He didn't want to learn Kabbalah, and Likutei Moran is also considered Sodot HaTorah. He didn't want to learn it. He wanted to learn only Torah Seniglia. And this is Chava. Chava is Torah Seniglia. It's very good. The Rebbe also says a person has to learn Torah Seniglia. Without learning Torah Seniglia, a person doesn't have a mind. He doesn't have a mind. He has to learn Gemara. But you also have to learn Sodot HaTorah Chassidut. Because only with Chassidut and with Sifrei Musar can a person learn, live his life in the way that Tzaddikim and the way that Anshei Maaseh want us to live our lives. Because sometimes the Torah has two kochot, two powers. Zoche, nasa rasama achayim. Lo zoche, chas v'sholom. A person can learn Torah and if he's not kashur to the Tzaddikim emitim, chas v'sholom, he can make big mistakes. It's written that even Adam Arishon, he was supposed to take an Eitzah from Tzaddikim Emitim. Who is a Tzaddikim Emitim in the time of Adam Arishon? There was no other man in the world. But it's written in the Kuti Alochas that there's a Musag of Midkasher to this union of Tzaddikim Emitim, like we mentioned previously. There was a part of Adam Arishon which he considered Zira Yilol, a part of him which disappeared from him when he committed his sin. And he was supposed to attach himself to those souls, because those souls are the Tzaddikim Emitim that came from that part of Adam Arishon that left him when he sinned. And if he had connection with these souls, he wouldn't have sinned. This is why we see that sometimes things fall into disorder for a person, says Rav Nachman in the Likutei Moran. This is because the perfection of all things is only when they are united and bound to God. For perfection and holiness is the life force. This is the soul why a person has to be mekushat tzadikim emitim. Because obviously we have to come close to God. But I had an Arab working in my house this week, and he's always saying God in his mouth. Thank God and everything. He's not mekushat to the Kodesh Baruch Hu like a Jew is mekushat to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And one of the ways that a Jew has to be mekushat to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the tzaddikim emitim. Says Rav Nachman in Torah Bet in Kuti Moran that when we daven, before we daven every morning, we have to say, "Areini miskashet atzmi the tzaddikim emitim shochne afar," because they help us come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This Arab who worked in my house is also close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But a Jew has to be close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a different way. He has to be mekushar to the Taryag Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rav Nachman, Moshe Rabbeinu's gematria Taryag, the same gematria. Why? Because these tzaddikim emitim, all the tzaddikim emitim are Shoresh Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's gematria Taryag, the mitzvahs and the tzaddikim emitim are one, because it's written in the Zohar HaKodesh that the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael are one. Who are the Am Yisrael who are definitely close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? These are the tzaddikim emitim that gave off their whole lives. Rav Nachman passed away young because he gave himself over for Klal Yisrael. His wife passed away young, his first wife. His son passed away. His son Ephraim was supposed to be the Mashiach, and he passed away very, very young, few days old, months old, I don't know exactly. But he gave himself over for the tzaddikim emitim. The Arizal passed away very young because he was Megale Sodot Torah, that he had the Megale, it's written Mefurash, he had the Megale them, but because he was Megale them, he had to pass away. So these tzaddikim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Mecheni Nami Sifracha. He said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, wipe me out from your Torah if I'm not going to save the Jewish people. These tzaddikim emitim, the whole task in their life is to moser themselves on Am Yisrael to bring them close to the Shem. This is the soda of Rav Nachman, why he's buried in Uman, and why we have to go back to Uman, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It's because coming attached to him, coming close to him, is going to bring us closer to the Shem. This is the only way. And there's a secret why we have to go dafka to Uman, and why he was buried in Uman, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was buried Mul Beit Por, which is a big klipa, which is a big tumah. He had to bevatel his tumah by being buried there. Rav Nachman also. In Russia, we know that the Avodah Zorah in Russia, it's not mamash Avodah Zorah of bearing down the idols, but they have this Eretz Yisrael, the Memshala here, does not want the controllers of the nation to be religious and to be Haredi. What did they do in the last few years? They brought in a million Russians, Dafka Russians, to come in here, not even Jews even, so that the voters will not be the religious people. They don't want this to be a religious state. And they're bringing Dafka the Russians. Why the Russians? Because Rav Nachman knew that in Russia there's a big klipa, a big tumor that has to be nullified. That's why he was buried in Russia. And that's one of the reasons why we have to go there Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, it's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons why you have to go there. And the Rebbe in this Torah says that sometimes things fall in disorder for a person. This is because of the perfection of all things is only when they are united and bound to God, for the perfection and the wholeness is the life source, and if the life force has departed from any limb, this is considered a deficient. If any person is over on one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, then one of his avori, one of the limbs in his body becomes disattached from his body. He can't have control over it. Every limb in the body, the Shasagirim and the Ramach Avorim, are tied in with the Taryag Mitzvahs. So if a person, he does an Avera Chas V'Sholom, or he's over on some sort of mitzvah, one part of his limbs in his body is not going to work. We have to come close to the tzaddik that can make that limb alive again, even though a person did a sin. And this is the perfection of all things, is has to be united and bound to the Kodesh Bohu, the wholeness in the life force. And wisdom gives life. What gives a person life force? Obviously, a person has to breathe well, he has to drink well. If he doesn't drink enough, his body can be dried up. Yeah.
The Rebbe said that Chaim, the son of Rabbi Nachman, was supposed to be Mashiach.
There are lots of people who were supposed to be Mashiach. Shlomo Melech was supposed to be Mashiach. Yechezkiah, Melech Yehuda was supposed to be Mashiach. But the time didn't come.
What is still that we know about?
We know that the Rabbi Nachman, he davened to the Kodesh Baruch Hu for two big things. One thing is that the Mashiach will come from his Chalatzah. He wanted it to be his son. But it's not his son. It will be from the generation. Another thing he done for, that Rosh Hashanah will be his. What does this mean? Rosh Hashanah will be Shaykh for Allah. Every Jew, he needs Rosh Hashanah. Every Jew has to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He has to daven with the minyan on Rosh Hashanah. He has to do tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. Every Jew. What means Rav Nachman will be the manager of Rosh Hashanah? This is another sicha from Rav Nachman, is that we know with the Chet Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon, according to Kabbalah, he was pogem in the partsuf, which is called partsuf zmani. There's a partsuf zmani. What is a partsuf zmani? I'm explaining it. Pogem means to, Adam HaRishon was to make a sin. He made a sin in the partsuf zmani. What does this mean? According to Kabbalah, there's partsufi yamin, yom rishon, yom sheni, yom shishi, where a person cannot have any, he doesn't, when he makes a sin, he has no influence on these types of partsufi, according to Kabbalah. And a partsufi zmani, we're poigim in that, we're making a sin there. What does this mean? If a person doesn't hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, person doesn't take the lulav on Sukkot, then he's making a sin in these partsufim, which are called partsuf zmanim. The time now come that you have to madlik ner Chanukah. The time now came that you have to hear the Kriyas Megillah. And that time, when you're doing this mitzvah, you're doing a big tikkun. The Rizal says on these zmanim, it's like a big sun in the middle of a candle, which are the mitzvahs you do every day. That's your candle. But this sun that comes on the partsuf zmani Rosh Hashanah, a person on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he can go to the Tzion of Rabbeinu, he can do tshuva on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everything he did the whole year will be wiped out, will be turned into schuyot. A person who does tshuva from Avo, everything can be turned into privileges for him. And the big Anshe Breslev, they say that sometimes a person, in most cases, they cannot do tshuva from Avo. They can only do tshuva from Yira. Tshuva from Avo, you have to be mekushar. You have to be connected in with the tzaddik emes. And by being connected in with these tzaddikim, they can help you do the tshuva for Avo. And this is what this Torah is talking about here also, that sometimes things fall in a disorder for a person. This happens more often than, in other words, in this generation, we have much more disorder than we have order. Every day, every week, every month, we have problems with our children, with our wife, with our health. Always problems. We have thousands of problems. And this is what the Rebbe is talking about. Sometimes things fall in disorder for a person. It's not going keseder. I wanted to get up early. I wanted to get up next this morning, and I got up at 7. Not going for me how I wanted to. This is because the perfection of all things is only when they are united and bound to God, for the perfection and the wholeness is the life force, and if the life force has departed from any limb of the body, this is considered a deficiency. Now the life force is the mind and the intelligence. As written, wisdom gives life. This is why, Baruch Hashem, in our generation, we have so many yeshivas opening up. These two floors here, I couldn't imagine how it was built so fast. I'm trying to put on another room in my house. It's taking me 10 years. These two rooms, these two floors in the Shishita, I go down the street every day a few times, and I couldn't believe they were built so fast. I know why they were built. Because the Ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is that you have to teach out wisdom, you have to teach out Torah. And this is one of the only places I see in Jerusalem where they're teaching in English. There's maybe one or two more places. But because there was a reason for this happened to be, that's why it was built so fast, because this is the Ratzon Hashem, like it's written in this Torah. The life force is the mind and the intelligence. As it is written, wisdom gives life. The whole world says, the Greeks, when they say, do sport. You know, we have, in our generation also, you go to a school in the States, go anywhere in the whole world, they'll teach you. You have to go to the gym. You have to know how to do basketball, football. You have to know how to punch the punching bag. You know, go to, we have a pool right across the street here. Go to the school, go to the pool, do physical, build up your body. This is very good. But this is not the Ratzon Hashem, the Shleimus. Ratzon, this is not the life of a person. The life of the person, says Rabbeinu Nakuti Moran, is wisdom. Chochman, wisdom, represents koach ma. Ma, what is our life? Ma is our koach, our strength. We mentioned previously that Odom Rishon made an error in his life. He hates the Das Torah. This is one of the reasons why we're going to Uman. We're rectifying this. We have a fault in Odom Rishon's error. We're also involved there. We also have to attack. That's why we go to Uman. That's why we dive in 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. This is to metaken the chait of Adam Rishon, says the Kisvei Arizal. Shmini Atzeres, what is Shmini Atzeres? Atzeres is the vlad, the baby inside the womb of the woman, is going to be given birth on Shmini Atzeres. What is this? According to Kabbalah, it's written a lot of times in the Kutim Moran about birth, about Ibor, Leda. This is also talking about the mind. A person has a good idea in his mind. I want to learn Torah. I want to now learn. I learn now the Babot in Baba in the Shas. Now I want to learn Noshi. I want to learn the Gittin, the Kiddushin in the Shas. I want to learn a different type of the Torah. A person gets ideas. I'm only learning half a day. Now I see how great the Torah is. I want to learn all day. I can provide parnasa. I can bring the parnasa. If a person has rotzen to have chokhmah, chokhmas Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will provide for it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will open up ways where a person can earn 1 hour in a very, you know, 1 month, when it took him a whole year in the previous time. When he didn't have this new knowledge that I want to learn Torah, that he can make the parnasa, he can make it by. And Torah is koach ma. So we mentioned previously that Odom is the oisilis ma. And koach ma is chokhmah. Using, coming close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is ma the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because yudke vavke, when it's filled in with aleph, it's called ma. This is the Zeran Pin who we're diving to in all our davening, and where we're coming close to in our lives. This is the parts of the Kodesh Baruch Hu who we have connection with, and this is resembled in the word ma. And koach ma is the chokhmah, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us, that we have to use our mind and put it into the Torah. Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, Zichrona the Bracha, he was the Manning of Breslov 25 years ago, and he would always say, how do you come close to God? Learn another chapter of Likutei Moran. How do you come close to God? Learn another 18 perek of Mishnayot. Say the whole Tilling. In the Koisel, go to Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai, say the Tilling, say the Kuti Tfilis. And Chodesh Elul, it's a big Indian to Mosif. If a person says 10 Pirkei Tilim in a normal day, in Rosh Chodesh Elul, he should say 20 Pirkei Tilim. If a person does an hour of his Bodidus every day, an Elul, he should do an hour and 5 minutes of his Bodidus. You don't have to add so much, because we are very busy people. And add a little more to the Kedusha. Do more for the Shem, because the Chodesh Elul, it's the Chodesh of Shuvah. This Torah The Kutimran is teaching us that we have to use our minds and to learn Torah and come to, in order to come close to the Shem. Koach Ma, what is our life? Ma is our Koach. Furthermore, Ma, which is 45, represents Adam. For there's no Adam without an Aleph. In other words, Yudke Vavke spelled out with the Aleph means that God is the life force of all things. You give life to all things. Hence, when the Malchus Chava is connected to Adam, to Ma, meaning to God, then it is a state of perfection. The Rebbe is talking on a very high level. He is saying that Chava, who is our wives, Chava is the wife of a person, the female attribute of the family, when he is connected to Ma, which is the male part of the family, then a person has to learn Torah. A good wife trains his husband to be a Talmud Chacham. You sit and learn, and I'm going to bring you the parnasa. We have a lot of women in this generation that they're working hard to that their husbands can learn. A good woman wants her husband to learn as much as possible. And this is Malchus Chav is connected to Adam. Another very important part of this chapter here is talking about Shalom Bayis. When the Rebbe started this whole chapter, you form me backward and forward. What is backward? Sometimes a person, it's not going for him. The day he woke up on the left side, everything is going opposite for him. In his life, everything's going opposite. His children are rebelling against him. He's not making enough money. His boss threw him out of the work. His chavrusa left him. He doesn't want to learn with him anymore. He doesn't understand what he's learning. You know, every person has these problems, and he has to know how to deal with them. In another Torah in the Kutim Olam, which has to do with Chodesh Elul, Torah Vov, Rebbe says that there's Boki, the Isle of the Nofik. A person has to be perfect himself in when the good days and the bad days. When a person has bad days, what should he do in those bad days that he'll go for? What does he have to do? In this chapter, the Kutim Aran says, how is your relationship with your wife? If you have a good relationship with your wife, it's a good siman. It means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy with you. When you don't have a good relationship with your wife is always shouting at you, or you're always shouting at your wife, the Rebbe says, in this Torah and in other Torahs also, that person is nechshal begaiva, in arrogance. A person thinks that he's the only one in the world, he can control the world, he can tell God what to do. Sometimes a person goes to his boydus, and he's not asking for what, God, what should I do? He's not praying to God, show me the way I should come close to. No. Sometimes a person comes to his boydus and tells God what to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that if I don't have $1,000, $1,500, I'm not going to be able to go to Umrah. You have to bring me this money. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not feeling well. How can I learn Torah? How can I do your will if you don't give me good health? Now this is a bad way of his boydus. The Rebbe says in Torah Kaf Aleph that this is called the Chikat Hashah. When a person is demanding from the Shem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to bring me a house in Jerusalem immediately. And this is called Hatfile, which is Gezeila. Hilchus Gezeila in the Kuti Alochas, Torah Hay, Rav Nussan explains that there's a way. We are supposed to daven to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So there's a way we can daven to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way where we're stealing from the Shem what we really need, what we want. We really need these things. I need the parnasa. I need the health. I need children. I need money to go to Umrah. I need all these things. But we're stealing it from the Shem. What does this mean, stealing it from the Shem? We're not asking it in the proper way how we're supposed to get it. And this is also tied in this Torah also. Nassim says it, he'll just say, look it up, look ahead. Explains it very long there, how a person, by diving in an improper way, he can steal from the Shem what he really needs, and he'll get it, but he didn't get it in the proper way. We want to get everything, Rav Nachman teaches us out, in Torah 21, that a person has to ask everything in a way, I think this is good for me, the sham. If you want to give it to me, I would be very happy. It's really going to make me very, it's going to mash them all my destroyments, you know, it's going to really fulfill my day if you do such a thing for me. Like you're convincing a good friend of you to do a favor for you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not obligated to give us anything. Whatever he gives us is a matnas chinam. So we have to answer back in davening also in the way of matnas chinam. This was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu Eschano. There's a whole parsha in the Shavua for it. So the big secret in that is, L'chore, we have a big question. Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he daven for? 515 tefillahs is the gematria of Eschano, and he davened to come to Eretz Yisrael. Did Moshe Rabbeinu get in Eretz Yisrael? He didn't get there. He didn't even get what he davened for. And from this tefillah, Rav Nachman learns out how a person should daven. But how can we learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't get what he was davening for. This is the big secret. That we believe in Breslev, that Rav Nachman in Breslev is the Gilgul Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rav Nachman definitely did come there as a soul. And Rav Rosenfeld, who was one of the big builders of the shul here in Meir Shorim, he said, Rabbeinu, Nachman, then Fega with two yudin is 560. What is that? Al tosif lepalel ol tefillah achas, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he didn't say that to Rav Nachman Mibrest. He died in 516 tefillahs in the gematria of his name, and he got to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says, when I got to Eretz Yisrael, I had such erech apayim that no one could make me angry. No one can anger me. Do you think it's a simple task? The Rebbe receives 30,000 people on Rosh Hashanah, everyone coming to him as gravestone, crying, begging for him to help him. Do you think this is a simple task? The Rebbe came into the world only to help his fellow Jew. He didn't come into the world for himself. He was completely, his neshama was, he didn't make one mistake in the whole world, his whole life. And so he came into the world only for the Talmidim, for people who come to his gravestone and ask for Chayim Nitzchim. What is Chayim Nitzchim? When we come to Rabbeinu in Rosh Hashanah, definitely we need Parnassa for the whole year. The Parnassa is going to be Nigzar Me'erev Rosh Hashanah Lo Rosh Hashanah. We need children. If we don't have children or grandchildren, we have to pray for that. We need that. We have to have that. If we don't feel good, we have a bad illness, or someone in our family has a bad illness, we have to pray for that, and we have to get that. But what is the most important thing? Chaim Nitzchim. Am I mekushar to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Tzadikim? Or lo zocha, it's written, nasin osam amadis. Don't think that Avram Harari, right? He is close to the Shem, so all his Torah is nasin osam achai. Yitzhak Harari, he's a big Russia, he doesn't care about the Shem at all, he's Esau, he's out in the streets, he's doing all the various, everything by him is Nasir Osama Mavis. Don't think that there's anyone between Avram and Yitzhak. Every one of us has a Bechinen where we're Esau. We have a Bechinen of Esau inside of us. We have to get that out of us. This is the Halal Asmali in our hearts. The Halal Asmali is Esau, and the Halal Yami is Yaakov Avinu, is Avram Avinu, it's the Rabbeinu himself. The Rebbe says, you can be just like me. This doesn't mean we can be a big tzaddik and have a Talmidim and know all the Torah and know Gilguli Neshomas. Rabbeinu know on the forehead of a person, Gilguli Neshomas is the person. He saw all of his verses on his forehead. When the Rebbe says, you can be Kamoni Mamash, this doesn't mean we're going to get to these levels. What the Rebbe said, you can be Kamoni Mamash, means you can come to the epitome of the greatness of your soul, to come to the highest level of your soul in order to do the best you can. And sometimes we do the best we can, and we're still not going in a fast direction. We're going very slow. But what? We're doing the best we can. This is one of the reasons why we come to the Tzaddik Amiti on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we're staying behind by Rosh Hashanah, is to be mekushar to these pure souls that can help us come to a higher level. The Rebbe says you have to come from darga to darga. You have to go from one darga to another darga. Sometimes a person in his boydenus, he has a tkufa. I can say it about myself also. I go into the field, or I go into the room to do his boydenus, and my mouth is closed. I have no words to say. The Rebbe says that akutimah, this is also good. This is also good. Tomorrow you'll start talking. Or even in that hour, the end of the hour, you'll start talking. Sometimes when a person waits a quarter of an hour or even 5 minutes in his boydenus, he has nothing to say. He's like Dome in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. After those few minutes comes words that he never thought he would say these words in the Dominic. The Rebbe says a number of times in the Kuti Moran, when we come to his boydenus, we're not talking to ourselves. There's feedback. When a person really goes to his boydenus in the proper way, he goes to the tzion of Rabbeinu in the proper way to do vidu dvorim on the kever of a tzaddik. It's an inyan to do vidu dvorim on the kever of a tzaddik, and he opens up his mouth. Sometimes a person sees that Ruach HaKodesh is coming out of his mouth. He never had these words. He didn't even think he would say such a thing in front of the tzaddik or in his boydenus. This is the feedback that the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts in a person's mouth, a person puts in a person's mind, how to come close to the Shem. We do the maximum. We have to do the maximum. And the Rebbe, the Sut the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or call the Kushar the Kodesh Baruch Hu, will help us finish off. So this is the Inyan of Yudkei Vavkei spelled out with the Aleph. And this is means that God is the life force of all things. You give life to all things. All the Avodah Zorah, all the Goyim, all the, even a table without the Or Ein Sof inside of this table, the table would disappear. There has to be a life force. And we as Jews want to be connected up to this life force. So how do we do this? By putting our minds into the Torah. The Malchut Chava is connected to Adam, to Ma, meaning to God, then it is a state of perfection. For the intelligence that God puts in to the functioning of his Malchus kingship is now he sustains us with life. As it is written, wisdom gives life. This is the earth is God's and the wholeness. And this means that when the earth, which represents Chava Malchus, is bound to God, then it is a state of wholeness and perfection. But if someone usurps Malchus for himself, this is the big problem. It's going for a person, you earned good today, everything's going for him, got a lot of money, made money today. He comes home in the evening, he starts shouting at his wife, "I'm the king, you don't know that? And I tell you what is going to happen in this house. And you have no opinion to offer." Sometimes the king has to act like that. Sometimes he has to do that. But normally, this is ani emloch. A person got into gaiva. He's taking all what he got in that day, all the good points, he's turning it into ani emloch. And then what happens? His wife starts shouting at him. Or his boss throws him out of work. This is the problem when a person gets gaiva and he wants to be in control. He thereby usurps and separates himself from God, that is not in a state of perfection, for this is the essential life force, is Ma, which is the intelligence. This is the meaning of throughout of all the sages of the nations, and throughout all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. If a person is not attached to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, 1 minute he forgets the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can destroy all the worlds. Then one usurps the kingship for himself, then things happen for the person in disorder, everything goes chaos, for one is then in the category of disorder, which is the Malchus Taf Shin Reish Taf. This is Tishrei. It's not in order. Tishrei is a month not in order. Do you know that every month in the year you have a siruf of Yudke Vavke? Did you learn in mathematics factorial? Factorial is 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, right? Did you learn that in mathematics? What is this? This is in Kabbalah. Where did they get it from? Where did they get it from? They got it from Kabbalah. Because God's name, Yudke Vavke, how many Tzirufim do you have of these Isis? You have 12 Tzirufim. 4 times 3 times 2, right? This is 12. Elohim, how many Tzirufim do you have from in Elohim? 6. 6 times 5 times 2 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 is how much? 120. There are 120 Tzirufim of Elohim. And inside the davening, according to the Rizal, there's a kavona in Kisvei Arizal to knock down all these Elohim. What is Elohim? Elohim Acherim. This is the source of this Torah here. Gaiva. When a person says Gaiva, he's all connected up to Elohim Acherim. We have to be connected up to Yudke Vavke, not to Elohim. So in the Rizal, he put it up in the Shara Kavonas, the knocking down of the Moichim de Katnus, 120 Tzerufim Elohim, you have to knock down in order to get Chochma, what the Rebbe is talking about here, Koachma, in order to have Moichim de Gadus. The Rebbe, the Rebbeinu Ari says in Shara Kavonas, when a person comes to such a level where he can knock down the 120 Tzerufim Elohim, he will not forget anything he learned. Everything will be going for him. Nothing can have any effect on this person who becomes mamash like a tzaddik yesod olam. This is very hard to do. Someone told me that there was a big, very big mekubal here in Yerushalayim. They called him Rav Darzi. And he wanted to do this. He was a big mekabel. He had old yeshiva from the Kubali. And he wanted to do this, to knock down the tzirufim, 120 elokim. And the same day, he had a hump on his back. In other words, even these great people, there was De La Rosa, who wanted to bring the Mashiach. He brought the Samech Mem down right next to him. You know, he's going to take the Samech Mem and cut off his head. What did the Samech Mem tell him to do? Give me a little katoris. Let me let him smell a little bit. He gave him a little katoris. Finished. Took control of this is Ani Emloch, even though he's great people. I didn't want to say anything negative the Kabbalim or these great people, but what? You have to be very careful. When you're doing these, you're trying to get in control of the world. I want to knock down the whole Sitra Achra. This is actually the Tafkid of Rav Nachman ben Breslov. He wants to knock down the Sitra Achra entirely, but he knows it's a very, very slow process. And the more Jews that come to Uman and Rosh Hashanah, the more Jews that come Breslov or Chassidim, that they do the Shai's Bodhis every day, more Jews learn the Kuti Moran. You see today, how many people were going to Uman 10 years ago? 30,000 people are coming now today. This is a very big, large amount coming. They're spending so much money to come to the Tzaddik. How many people come to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Lag BaOmer? This doesn't happen in any place. No guru, or no, even by the non-Jews, you don't have so many people coming on one place to come in contact. I want to have a little contact with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now is one of the best sailors in the whole world is the Zohar HaKodesh with Matok Midrash. You know that? It's worldwide, sold for 500 shekels. You can buy 30 volumes. 30 volumes, the Zohar, which is Maturgam in a language with even a child can read the Zohar HaKodesh. It's one of the best sailors in the world. And this is because the Jew is very thirsty. He's very hungry. He wants to metaken his soul. We're now very close to the Mashiach. The Mashiach is very, very close now. And we don't know what little step we make. What little step we make with our families, with ourselves. This can bring the Mashiach. A person has to be very careful, and a person has to be very devoted. Watch your time. Your time is your life. And every minute, the Chofetz Chaim, at the end of the year, he would say, "Oi, I don't know what happened with that 5 minutes." The whole year, he could make Cheshbon Nefesh, except for the 5 minutes. He doesn't know exactly he was in the Shirutim, he was in the bathroom at that time. A person has to know his time is very valuable. Talk to your fellow Jew when you're in a bus and you have nothing to do. Talk to your fellow Jew. Give him a little Sichas Chaver. I came to Breslin. I wasn't born a Chassid Breslin. I came to Breslin. The first thing I learned, Sichas Chaver. And I was shown a picture of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender and Rav Shmuel Shapira, which are the big manigim in the previous generation. They both died in the same year. And also Rav Erwin Chacheshin. But Rav Yitzchak and Rav Shapira, they would have Sichas Chaverim every day. They would meet together. I saw myself, the son of Shmuel Shapira, is Shimon Shapira. Everyone knows him in the shul. I saw him once. I was sitting there learning in the shul. I learned in the shul every day. And I see at the same time, let's say 2 o'clock, I don't know exactly when, 2 o'clock every day, comes someone from somewhere else, sits with him 5 minutes. Every day, he sits with him and learns with him 5 minutes a day. This can affect this other person, Shimon Shapira is a big tzaddik, he can have a strongness of the person 5 minutes a day, he can turn him to be a tzaddik, a great tzaddik. Talk to your fellow Jew, talk to your wife, talk to your children, talk to your grandchildren. Make the people who are around you, Hasidei Breslin, make them Jews, who are tzamei, they want to come close to the Shem. Take out of them the gashmias. I had someone in my family bought an iPhone. Why did he buy an iPhone? He doesn't even know what an iPhone is. His friend said, "You have to have one of these." His friend. So I couldn't take it away from him. Couldn't do this because, you know, maybe he'll buy another one. I put 10 people in my family in positions to what to do with my son. This one I'll talk about here. This one will take the iPhone. This one will find you the friend who bought him. I put a whole, like a mishtar on this. So now my son says, "What? An iPhone?" This same son, you will never look at an iPhone again. You have to do Avodah Yesodit. Not to stop. You see what the iPhone, take it and throw it away. Well, buy another one. Do Avodah Yesodit. Get to the Shoresh. And one of the Shoreshim, the Shoresh of Shoreshim is Yoder Rav Nachman in Uman. It's a very important thing. There are 3 Chiyuvim in Breslin. One is Rosh Hashanah, to go to Uman. The other one, every day, to learn Psak Halacha. The Rebbe says, it's not enough to learn Gemara. I once learned 8 hours a day Gemara. I hardly opened up the Shulchan Aruch. I came close to Chassidut Breslin. You have to learn Shulchan Aruch. Rav Bender says, "You know Orach Chaim. You talk to me individually. You know Orach Chaim. You learn Yoredeya. Start learning Choshen Mishpat. You know, every Jew has to know Choshen Mishpat. You have to be a baki, not to steal from people, not to let them in ribis. Ribis is Yoredeya, but you have to be key in all the halacha. You have to be key in all the Shulchan Aruch." That's why Breslin Hasidim would take the Shulchan Aruch even without Perushim. And every day after davening, they would learn 5 minutes with the Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. That was the Minhag Hasidei Breslin. So to conclude our Torah today, we'll summarize. This is the Torah. It's talking about going out to a battle. This week's Parsha. How do we connect it with Parsha to Shavua? Parsha to Shavua is that the Zohar Chodesh says on this week's Parsha, what is Kiteitze the Milchoma? This is talking about the biggest Milchoma every single Jew has every day of his life. The Milchoma with his Yetzer Hara. And what is the tavlin of the Yetzer Hara? There's nothing, if a person goes to Uman and Erev Rosh Hashanah and doesn't learn Torah, it's not enough. It's not going to help him. It's going to help him, but he's got to learn Torah. Rav Nachman says you have to learn Shirim Kavuim in Torah every day. You got to learn Gemara. You got to learn Halacha Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn my Sefer. It says make 2 Shirim in my Sefer, one in Iyun, one in Bekiyas. When you meet a friend, talk to him. He doesn't like people to be. It's good sometimes that a person is silent, let's say 3 hours, 4 hours. I went to Kabrusa in Breslin. He says, David, we're not going to talk these whole 2 hours. We're only going to learn Torah in those 2 hours. But after those 2 hours, you got to talk to your fellow Jew. You got to talk to your son. You got to call up your son. You don't wait for your son to come to you and start talking to you. You got to call him up. You got to. I have parents in the States. If I don't call them up, they're never going to call me. When I call them up, my brother, I haven't seen my brother in 15 years. If I don't call him up, he's never going to call me. You have to make contact with your fellow Jew. You have to be on Mashpia. And this is Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Mashpia. We're connected up with the Kodesh Bohu. The Kodesh Bohu is Mashpia on us. And we, as a male, we have to be Mashpia on the cave. Sometimes when a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and then the Keva, she starts taking control. And we see in this generation there's a lot of women who are taking control of our lives. Sometimes it's good, but sometimes a man has to be a man in the house, right? So he has to do a lot of his boydidus, how he can get over his job in life, and how his wife will receive it in the proper way. Shem Yazor Lanu will take these aces of Rav Nachman. We'll all go to Uman and Rosh Hashanah. Even if we can't go to Uman, we'll be Mekushar here in Yerushalayim. There's a place which is Mekushar for Rav Nachman in Breslin, in Maron, in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's the same Neshama of Rabbeinu. We can be Mekushar for Rav Nachman in Breslin. And the Ikar is to take the aces every day, not once in a year. Every day we got to take these aces in the Sutta of Rav Arush. I learned with Rav Arush Chavrusa for a few months, and very happy that he was able to build such a building. And I never saw before so many American English speakers coming together. I think it's a great thing. It's right near my house, so I'm willing to come whenever you are.
Thank you very much.
It's funny because when you read books on Leviton Ben, which is a great English book, I've seen it.
Really?
And it's funny when you read his life, and you read like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That's right. It's like they lived the same. He was always mamish every minute.
You know that Rabbi had to watch it. Why? Because the time is very important. You got to know exactly. My chavrusa also in the shkia has a mate.
He would
get up before chatzah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Every day, every minute, he'd walk down.
He didn't need a